Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yeah, I understand that you had dinner with Rick Ferring?
I did. And we had a nice dinner at Trump International, John George. And he's a good guy, and he's working hard, and it's not easy, and he's being criticized. But that goes with the territory.
Is he looking for your endorsement?
He is. And a lot of people are.
There's a shocker, huh? Donald Trump telling talk host John Gambling about his recent meeting with Rick Perry, one of several candidates that seems to be after Trump's endorsement. So the 2012 presidential race, number one on this week's countdown as we go through the hot hits for the week ending Friday, September the 16th. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in here as we run down those hot hits, the subject matter and talk radio. Talk television is a focus, the news of the week and how it's being discussed. According to the folks who've done the research, it's Talkers Magazine, which is the premier publication in the talk radio industry, monitoring talk programs all across the country. Major League Baseball, end of the season, number 10, sports talk radio on the countdown. Al-Qaeda infiltrating Libya, number 9, the 10th anniversary of September 11th, number 8. Republicans capturing the seat vacated by Anthony Weiner is next up at number 7. See, violence in Kabul, Afghanistan, number 6. Number 5, Palestinian plan for statehood recognition from the UN. Number 4 is the European economic situation, the controversy about the company that was given federal money and then went bankrupt. Number 3, number 2 is the jobs bill, and number 1, the presidential race. So let's stick with that. From MSNBC, Chuck Todd talking to political correspondent Michael Isikoff about a problem Rick Perry is starting to have.
As the Republican frontrunner for president, the attacks on Rick Perry are starting to add up, so are a different set of numbers as reporters dig into this claim from Monday night's debate.
The company was Merck, and it was a $5,000 contribution that I had received from them. I raised about $30 million. If you're saying that I can be bought for $5,000, I'm offended.
All right, so it wasn't $5,000. That's the number one aspect of this. All right, late through this, the relationship between Rick Perry and Merck.
Right.
It's complicated.
Complicated and a lot more extensive than Perry let on. In fact, 28,500 is the amount of Merck contributions to Perry's gubernatorial campaign. It's a lot more than that $5,000. In addition, there were about $377,000 that were contributed by Merck to the Republican Governors Association during a period that Perry was the chairman of the organization and its finance chairman. So this, you put it together, you got over $400,000, far more extensive than Perry was.
And let's dig into what Merck was up to at the time. As you were telling me off camera, Merck was on a lobbying campaign, so they were probably giving a whole bunch of the DGA too. But they were trying to get states to do what Rick Perry did, which was mandate the vaccine.
Nationwide lobbying campaign to mandate this vaccine. Perry's executive order would have made Texas the first state to do so, the first in the country. And, the other piece of this, which has gotten a lot of attention, is Merck hires as part of his lobbying campaign Mike Toomey, Perry's former chief of staff, as its chief lobbyist in Austin. And there's an email trail showing about half a dozen emails from Toomey's office to the governor's office during the time that this executive order was being.
I mean, it's clear what Merck seemed to be, what they were up to. They thought, boy, if we can get a conservative Republican governor in the South from a big state like Texas, the dominoes will fall and a whole bunch of other states will follow. That seemed to be the effort of the.
Exactly. It would have been a huge coup. But what this has really done.
And big money to Merck.
Of course. Yes. Oh, they could have made hundreds of millions, if not billions, from this. But I think what this really has done is opened the door to the crony capitalism charge that has sort of plagued Perry for the last several cycles in his gubernatorial campaigns. To a certain extent, there's always been this sort of pay-to-play culture in Texas.
Southern governors in general. This tripped up Bill Clinton back in the day.
And, of course. And, the question always is, how far does it go? And with Perry, the allegations are, and there's plenty of examples, of him taking it to the outer limits. You look at the contributions to Perry's gubernatorial campaign, where there are no limits in Texas. $2.5 million from Bob Perry, that huge Texas home builder. Where does he get legislation that curtails lawsuits against faulty homes? Harold Simmons runs a nuclear waste dump in West Texas. $1.1 million. What does he get? State approval from a Perry-appointed board. So there's, you know, example after example where this has come up.
$400,000 is a lot bigger number than five, isn't it, huh? Cronyism, capitalism, cronyism central in Texas, looks like. What do you think of Rick Perry now? 800-510-8255. That's the connection line here on the countdown. Next up is Joe Crummy on his radio program talking to Sabrina Schaefer with the Independent Women's Forum about Michelle Bachmann's dangerous side effect of HPV vaccine story.
Is Bachmann wrong about this? I believe, and I think you're right, that it's a bunch of junk science out here making it seem as though this vaccine would cause autism. Is there any proof that it does cause autism or not? And if there isn't, then Michelle Bachmann is a dolt, but we should talk about it.
The MMR vaccine, which is what children receive early in life, that notion that it's connected to autism was debunked. And it was this terribly fraudulent case, and there's been this whole movement to not vaccinate children. And I think what we need to remember is there was a time when, before we had these vaccines, when kids were dying of these diseases, when polio was rampant. I mean, we don't want to forget that. We don't want to get so high and mighty that we forget the public health, you know, consequences of not having these kinds of important medications. And I think that that's where Bachmann went over the top, and Perry was trying to say, look, my heart was in the right place. You know, I have the best of intentions.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, I'm pro-life, and I'll err on the side of whatever when it comes to life. Everybody's trying to be a big conservative. I understand all that. But so the politics behind this then, Sabrina, is that what? Michelle would be interested in fighting about this because it has something to do with sex and the government. In other words, I'm assuming this is the bottom line here.
Yeah, and I think this is what got him in trouble, right?
Right.
He presented himself as a limited government
right.
should stay out of your business candidate, but then he used an executive order to require this vaccine. So she thinks she has this big gotcha moment on him. I don't think it's quite fair. I think it's a much more complicated issue than you know, the debate sort of led on, and I think Perry needs to do some work in terms of actually explaining his position a lot more fully.
Well, I think you're right, because Perry, in the beginning of the debate, I think is the one that said, you know, I'm running for president because I want to make myself in Washington as irrelevant to you as possible, which I thought that was funny, too.
Yeah.
If you want to be irrelevant, just don't run. Just go away. I mean, if you really want to be irrelevant, just don't.
Like the rest of us.
Right, you're in the wrong business.
All right. Joe Crummy has always got some interesting sidelight to what's going on his program. Quite a character conversationally. 800-510-8255. Herman Cain, John Huntsman, and the Tea Party also in the focus as the countdown continues.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh-from-the-showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand-spanking-new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
800-510-8255. All right, like moving along here. Talk host Jack Harris and Ted Webb with Herman Cain about the state of his campaign.
What is your assessment of the other night? And as you look around at the people you're competing with, who do you think is the stiffest competition?
I think my perspective of the other night starts with the fact that way too much attention was put on what you call Social Security rather than the solution that I put on the table that described, and the other candidate simply talked about, yes, we have a problem. We all know we have a problem, but I put a solution on the table. And my stiffest competition is going to be the media, not the other candidates, quite frankly, because when the media makes an attempt to try to turn it into a one-, two-, or three-person race, when in fact there were eight people up there on that stage, I think they're doing a disservice to the American public.
Herman, we got a letter from George Carl who says, ask Herman about his 999 plan. It sounds interesting.
Yes. Here again, when we were asked about what would we do about creating jobs, I talked about my 999 plan, which I'm talking about as much as I can. And it basically takes the current tax code and rolls it out because it's a mess. It costs us $430 billion a year in order to file and comply. 999 replaced the tax code with a 9% business flat tax, a 9% tax on personal income, and a 9% national sales tax. And the revenue from that plan would replace the payroll tax, the capital gains tax. It would replace all corporate and personal taxes, although you got a component in there, and it replaces the estate tax. Go figure. Now, the reason that we can get it down to 9% is because it dramatically expands the base in terms of where we get taxes from. So the 999 plan would, in fact, stimulate growth. Now, here's the key. It would provide certainty such that businesses would grow again, and they would be growing again in a much more business-friendly environment.
Sounds like a pretty good idea, doesn't it? Here's host Kevin Cohen talking to John Huntsman.
You're a candidate that I think President Obama is actually more scared of than many of the others who stood up on the stage with some of these debates. I think that you're someone independents will like a lot, but you're having a hard time getting noticed with a lot of the GOP, and the polling's not been there yet. Do you wish you had gotten into it earlier, and what can you do to strike a nerve with a lot of the people that haven't noticed John Huntsman yet?
Well, I believe, Kevin, and people are just beginning to pay attention. We can't lose sight of that. I mean, we've just had Labor Day. People are getting back to their routine. Kids are back in school. And this is when folks begin to take a look at the candidates, and that's going to play out over the next few months. And I think three things are going to be important in the minds of people who are watching all of this play out. Number one, who can win? Who can actually put the numbers together, Kevin, that spells victory for the Republican Party? When I ran for re-election as governor, because we did what the people asked us to do, you know, I ran in 2004 on a pretty simple platform of economic revitalization, fixing taxes, cutting taxes, getting the state moving, and we ultimately became the number one job creator. We became the number one place for business.
A lot of people are asking the question whether or not the Tea Party is so divisive they're actually going to help get the president reelected. Food for thought, eh? 21 after the hour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At 23 past the hour, we move to number two on the countdown, which is the Obama Jobs Bill. Interesting that Speaker Boehner is going to talk about the White House and the proposal the president's put forth. He's also going to talk about this weekend, apparently, his intention to take up tax reform this fall. But anyway, they have their own jobs bill, the president calling for limited itemization on your deductions. Here's talk host Ray Dunaway with Ted DeHaven from the Cato Institute about how the jobs bill the president has put forth differs from the last round of the stimulus package.
We do have some broad strokes as to what might be contained in this jobs, better known as Stimulus 2 package. How does it differ from the first? Is it really any different at all except that it's smaller?
Right. Well, really the only difference is it's a little bit less money and it has a different title. So the stimulus now is a jobs plan. But at the end of the day, you're looking at more unemployment insurance, which basically keeps people unemployed. You have more subsidies for state and local government, more tinkering with the tax code, even though the president says he wants a simplified tax code. It's a campaign prop. I really don't know how else to spin it. It's a campaign prop. His numbers are terrible. The economy's terrible. And we're getting closer and closer to November 2012. And Washington is all about doing something. And unfortunately, that's a response to the American people who have become accustomed to Washington trying to fix messes that it usually creates or had a helping hand in. And that's all that's going on here. And now we get to watch the game of, tickle butt between the Republicans and the Democrats over how they're going to position themselves, because the Republicans have to look somewhat cooperative at the same time. They don't want to help them. On and on the circus goes.
Tickle butt. That's an interesting, interesting reference. Here's radio host Dan Carroll with the jobs plan and the focus here, how nobody seems to think it's going to do anything.
I have in front of me a story from Bloomberg News, and the headline is Obama approval plummets to new low among Americans skeptical of jobs plan. This would be the jobs plan that President Barack Obama is telling us that needs to be passed right away. It needs to be passed right away. And his political hack David Axelrod, was on the television telling George Stephanopoulos, but Axelrod is saying that the American people want this passed. The American people want this passed. And he couldn't be further from the truth. According to Bloomberg News, a majority of Americans don't believe that President Barack Obama's $447 billion jobs plan will help lower the unemployment rate. The downbeat assessment of the American Jobs Act reflects a growing and broad sense of dissatisfaction with the president. Americans disapprove of his handling of the economy by 62 to 33%. 62% of Americans disapprove with the president handling the economy. And back when the election was going on, if you remember back in 2008, all it was what a buffoon McCain was. He didn't know anything about, and I didn't think McCain was even close to the best candidate that the Republicans could have run. But you remember, I mean, his allies in the media, that's all they said, was, Obama was the man to handle the economy, turn things around, and somehow he was so much smarter and so much more able to do things and get the economy turned around. And then he got elected. But look at what has happened since. His job approval rating stands at the lowest in his presidency, 45% job approval rating. And in some polls, it's lower than that. I think the CNN poll that came out a week or so ago, he was down to about 38%. Absolutely deadly numbers. And the rating is being driven down because independent voters are they're walking away. They've had enough of this guy.
Well, he wants to get the money by raising your taxes and not cutting government spending. That's what's problematic here. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're up!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Save big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on select Iams dog food in 30 to 40 pound bags. And look for specially marked Iams bags with over $55 of coupons inside. Good on Iams and other great products. Don't miss these great fall deals on Iams and more. Going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through September 25th.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Up or counting down, depending on how you look at the way we treat the numbers. Tea Party, presidential debate, all that stuff is number one. The jobs bill, number two. At number three this week, this controversy about the company, which is called Solyndra, they got a $500 million loan from the government. They went bankrupt. Here's John King with Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan about this controversy.
I want to read from one of the email exchanges that has people curious and some people suspicious of whether the White House was trying to help a donor. This is an email exchange, August 31. The special assistant to the then chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, noted the vice president's announcement at Solyndra. The vice president was planning to go out there for a trip and asked whether, quote, there is anything we can help speed along on the OMB side. Essentially, the chief of staff's office saying, can we help speed the process up? How is that any different? I bet your office from time to time has called, whether it's the Small Business Administration or the Veterans Administration, to help a constituent saying, hey, the bureaucracy is bugged up, gummed up. Speed this up.
Look, when you're looking at $535 million, shouldn't someone be asking the question, is this viable or not? Particularly when the administration itself said, you know what, if this thing goes forward, they could be out of cash by September of 2011. That was 2 years, a year and a half before September 2011 came about. Their own stuff that they had showed that this was not, perhaps, going to be a viable company. Why then are they speeding forward? Why are they going against what the law says in terms of restructuring to try and push this before the evidence is there? We've seen evidence that they knew that, in fact, it cost $6 per panel and they were selling them for $3. Who makes money that way? The taxpayer loses.
We've dealt with the politics question, but I just want to ask you clearly, because people watch this film. You say you want to find out. You'll bring in the witnesses. As we speak today, you have zero evidence of any wrongdoing, correct? You just have suspicions?
Well, we've got now, you know, we tried to get the documentation early on. We scheduled hearings, and the administration literally didn't show up. They promised us that they were going to provide documents. They never came. Finally, we resorted to the last resort, and that was a subpoena. And in mid-July, we served a subpoena on the administration. It still took more than a month to get a lot of the stuff that was there. And as we're examining now, a lot of the stuff that we finally got we're now finding these emails that nobody knew about before. So we're going to see exactly where this takes us. How did this thing get approved? And who made the decision to restructure the loan so that, in fact, at the end of the day, because they did go belly up, in direct contradiction to the Energy Policy Act of 2005, did someone make the decision to put the taxpayer last instead of first when they filed Chapter 11?
Gee, what a coincidence, huh? Rick Perry's got a problem with campaign donations. President has a problem with them. There's a problem with campaign donations, isn't there? 800-510-8255. Here's host Dory Monson talking about the investigation into Solyndra, this company. They got the $535 million loan.
The president threw over $500 million at this company because a guy on Solyndra's board of directors was one of Obama's biggest campaign donors. And he gave them over $500 million 9 days after he took office, even though there were a bunch of people in the administration saying, whoa, this is not a good business model. There's no way to vet them before your press event. Brian Ross is with ABC News' investigative unit, and he was on with O'Reilly last night, and Brian Ross said they now have emails in hand that show that the White House misled the public about this deal.
It goes right to the door of the White House. New emails that came out today at a congressional hearing revealed the pressure put on people inside the White House to move up the timing, with pushback from budget analysts saying, we're getting rushed here, we should do this in a different order. Even so, they went ahead with the loan. And then I was stunned to learn today that earlier this year, early in the year, the White House became aware the company was about to go bankrupt. Now, the government, the White House told us, and the company told people in Congress, everything was great, rosy projections, at a time they knew they were running out of cash. And so they restructured the loan, and in doing so, they put the taxpayers behind private investors when any money might be recovered from the bankrupt firm.
All right. Okay. And that is absolutely stunning, that they were willing to just throw away $500 million. Again, was it because a member of the board of that company was one of Obama's biggest donors?
Duh. 800-510-8255. What do you think? This stuff is amazing, isn't it? And it becomes so obvious what goes on. Very obvious. Okay, so that's number three. Number four, situation in Europe with the economy pretty much the same as here, if not worse. Number five, this situation that has presented itself, Palestine wants to get recognition. And so some of the hardliners, like Israeli Foreign Minister Lieberman, have warned that if the Palestinians persist with their plan to seek UN membership as a state, there will be harsh and grave consequences. Speaking shortly before an expected meeting with the EU foreign policy folks, he did not elaborate on the consequences. But in the past, he's called for Israel to sever all relationships with the administration of Palestine and the president of Palestinian people, Mohammed Abbas. So is that something to worry about? What do you think? 800-510-8255. At number six, violence in Afghanistan. This week, that continues at the hands of the Taliban. Number seven is the vote in New York, where Republican got the seat that was held by Anthony Weiner. Talk host Peter Tilden here talking to Sam Donaldson about this loss for the Democrats.
It was expected that it would be a Democratic seat, but apparently not. What do you think about that?
Well, Peter, you're a smart cookie when it comes to politics, so I'll just throw the question back at you. How do you explain the fact that in a Democratic district, hasn't voted Republican since 1921, a guy named Bob Turner, 70 years of age, Republican, who's never run for political office before, and who campaigns on a program that says President Obama's policies are terrible and must be replaced, wins by a near landslide. Now, go ahead and explain it.
I was just talking about it. There has to be some subtext, but the big message is we're unhappy, jobs, 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 jobs. Okay? On the other hand, he did get help from Giuliani, and the guy who lost, David Weprin, Orthodox Jew, who tends to be very conservative on social issues, that could have gotten some of the voters upset, his view on gay marriage, etc. So there may be some subtext there, but the big thing is jobs linked to Obama. His approval rating is horrible, and it's sending a message to Washington.
I think that's exactly right. You mentioned the Orthodox Jewish vote. Ed Koch, the former very popular mayor in his day of New York, as you know, Mr. Democrat on almost all issues, endorsed the Republican Turner because he wants to send a message to Obama that this idea that you have to force Israel to give up settlements is wrong. We hate your policy toward Israel. But that was the subtext, Peter. That wasn't what really defeated.
No, but it all adds up. It all does add up, but it is a big, big, big message.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting, actually. There hasn't been as much discussion about this as maybe there might have been. Sounded improbable on the surface that a congressional district where Democrats have a 3-to-1 registration edge, have held the office for nearly a century, could even come close to electing a Republican. But all of the indications are frustration over the bad economy, people angry at President Obama, people think his policies are not good, have put this guy Bob Turner into the spotlight and into the seat. So here he is being interviewed on Fox, Mr. Turner.
The people of this district are really unhappy with his treatment of Israel, and it's a very large Jewish district. They are very unhappy with jobs. They are very unhappy with the deficit. They are very unhappy with our inability to return to prosperity. An administration that is perceived anti-business. I believe the country is on the wrong course badly. And the White House has not provided the leadership or the policies to correct it. And I said, I will oppose the president, and we have to send him a message that his policies will not be tolerated. I think Israel was a very important issue for a large part of the population. Jobs and the economy were still the overarching issue, but Israel was very important to a large number of people, and they do not trust this president.
All right, so that's Bob Turner, who is the new congressman. There are a lot of people, Democrats apparently, as much as Republicans, aren't that many, as I said, Republicans in the district, the Democrats like this guy. He's a former broadcasting executive. Now the Republicans have 242 seats in the House, 192 for the Democrats. There's still one vacancy. 800-510-8255. So what do you think of this? Here is political analyst Charles Krauthammer talking about the Republicans gaining this seat.
In New York 9, the Democrats went down this morning into the coal mine and discovered a dead canary. Extremely dead. Deceased. Terminated. It was no more. This was a whopping, terrible defeat. When you think in 2010, which was a true Republican tsunami, the Democrats held their seat by 20 points. It's been held since 1923, and they lost by 8. It's obvious there's several reasons. Obviously, a rebuke against the president and his economic stewardship. Secondly, the most heavily Jewish district in America, a rebuke against the president's hostile policy against Israel. But lastly, I think there's a message here that what the Democrats had assumed would be the magic bullet for the next election, the Medicare campaign, which succeeded in New York 29 after the Ryan plan was revealed, may not work. And in part it could be because in the debt negotiations, Obama at least had the White House indicate that he would cut entitlements, even though he never put it on the table. And that might have sent a message that, yes, Republicans want to cut entitlements in one way, but Obama it perhaps another way, and I think it may have neutralized that issue. And if the Democrats are lacking Medicare in 9% unemployment, the 1% economic expansion, and huge amount of debt, they have nothing.
The anniversary of September 11th, next on the countdown.
Have you ever wanted OnStar, but it didn't come with your car? Well, all that's changed. Introducing OnStar FMV, a mirror you can add to your car. So drive your Ford, your Toyota, your Honda to Best Buy, and you can drive away with automatic help in a crash, stolen vehicle and roadside assistance, navigation, Bluetooth, and more. The wait is over. Get it installed on your car today. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it, Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. Right now, you have the ability to earn $5 to $10 grand a week working from home using a totally automated viral system. In fact, the last time we launched a system like this, our students generated over $10 million in commissions in just 32 weeks. Registration for new students is open once again, and this time you'll be capitalizing on the green and social boom that's happening worldwide. Financial expert and New York Times best-selling author David Bach says the money made from the green and social revolution will make the money made from the internet revolution look small in comparison. Be a part of something that will not only change your life, but give back to so many at the same time. Visit www.40kamonth.com to find out if what we have is right for you. That's 40, the letter K, a month.com. One more time, that's www.40kamonth.com.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
All right, next up here, the discussion of September 11th, Dan York talking on his program to analyst Eric Cote about a new survey on how Americans feel regarding terrorism 10 years after.
Tell us what your major take was from this project.
Well, I think the major takeaway is that there's no question that America has changed forever, I think, as a result of 9/11. We see in the consumer survey that we took, people's personal behaviors have changed in significant ways. Nearly half of the respondents indicated that when they're using public transportation, either a bus or a train or a plane, they're thinking about the possibility of having to get up and help stop a terrorist attack. We thought that was pretty significant.
What percentage of people think that was?
It was 47%.
So when you get on an airplane, one out of every two people are cognitively thinking about what their move would be.
That's exactly correct.
Wow.
And another interesting finding to us was that 55% of Americans are willing to give up some personal freedoms and civil liberties to enable Homeland Security and law enforcement officials to better protect them from terrorist threats. We think that's, of interest.
Because?
Well, civil liberties are sort of a foundation upon which America was built. And when you see 55% of Americans willing to give up some personal freedoms, I think that speaks to the real deep impact that 9/11 had on our psyches.
Up next, PR expert Michael Levine weighing in on how we think the September 11th event was handled, plus a few other juicy tidbits that many Americans are talking about.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of OpsGear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving on, we have the pleasure of Michael Levine. His company is always appreciated. He comes to the party with lots of great information every week. He is responsible for two things in his life, at least, and two things that I know of, that I'm familiar with anyway. I don't know about other things behind the scene. Michael Levine is the executive who runs LCO Online, Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, and also is the brains behind the LBN eAlert, which edits every day a lot of great information about what's going on in the world, and sort of it takes the serious to the trivial and puts it all together. It's a great way to brush up on what's going on. Speaking of what's going on, the anniversary of September 11th on everybody's mind, everybody's lips. It is ever present on radio, television, print media. I have chosen to move forward in the discussion. I wonder, though, as you look at some of the people who were involved in this, in terms of the way it's being presented by some, the circumstance, the headline, September 11th anniversary, / terror threats. Is there anything the news media will not do to try to scare the hell out of everybody?
Well, I don't know, Doug. Very little. You know, it really is a challenge for the media on these kinds of occasions because, on one hand, there is a legitimate need and desire to place the events in proper perspective and cover them assiduously. It was the defining moment of our time. Not only the tragedy, the unspeakable tragedy, but the ideology that resides, the ugly, despicable ideology that resides underneath it. That's legitimate. On the other hand, do we not understand that it provides opportunities for people to exploit human emotion? Of course, and monetize or take advantage of human emotion through fear, through all kinds of things? Yes. So how does one do it? Well, the answer is with difficulty, and maybe that's what you've grappled with in your own decisions. It's tough stuff, and I don't know that we ever come up with one defining answer or one operating method that allows us to do it perfectly.
Yeah, I guess it's very frustrating, however, wanting to put our best foot forward, hoping that we would. Speaking of feet, you were quoted this past week on Fox regarding Chaz Bono being on the next Dancing with the Stars. What kind of a PR, I was going to use the word nightmare, but I don't think that's fair. That's a PR opportunity. Here's somebody who has chosen to do something pretty interesting with his or her life. I guess his now, her before.
Yeah.
And because of the name and family, gotten a lot of attention. Have you ever handled a circumstance like this?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Listen, having represented 58 Academy Award winners and hundreds and hundreds of celebrities, I've represented a lot of very, very unusual situations. This one is unique. I guess all unusual situations are unique in their own way. But I think it's a brilliant, brilliant casting move. It's what is referred to within our industry as stunt casting. Stunt casting is where we take an opportunity to do something highly unusual within the context of a regularly scheduled broadcast or program. And so, and it was done a lot more 20 or 30 years ago. It isn't done nearly as much today, which makes this whole opportunity that they've chosen to take with Chaz Bono on the show so brilliant, so unique, and so compelling. Now, you know, moralists can make any kind of argument they like about whether kids should or shouldn't watch it, and that's not for me to...
Oh, what nonsense. Yeah.
Not for me to debate. But the question is whether it's a brilliant move, but the answer to that is emphatic, yes.
Yes. Okay. One final thing. You, I think on Twitter, I forget, or I may have seen this on Facebook, you posted the following. If you put the federal government in charge of the Sahara Desert, in 5 years there'll be a shortage of sand.
The only thing I regret about what I said is it may not take them 5 years.
Ah, all right. And that's obviously aimed at this whole business.
Inefficient ways government functions.
Yep. All right, so a lot of ideas, as usual, from Michael Levine from the LBN E-Alert and also from Levine Communications Office in Los Angeles.